What's up everyone and welcome back to my channel for all life creators looking to optimize their mindset, business and sustainability. Last week we talked about what the fuck human design is and why you probably have never heard about it. If you have missed that video, I've put the link in the description box below. Today I continue this year's new series book recommendation of the month and I will present to you a book that I wanted to read for so long but haven't until now. If you want to shed a bit of light into that mystery, keep on watching. This month's book recommendation is The Art of Not Giving a Fuck by Mark Manson. First of all, I really like the no bullshit language here. The author really didn't hold himself back and cut out curse words, which I really like because I honestly also curse a lot. Some key learnings I got from this book are: number one, the strive for constant happiness is bullshit. Look, shit happens to all of us. Our minds actually love to solve problems, so we will always find a way to see problems. The good thing is, based on our lifestyle, we can choose what problems we give a fuck and which problems we don't give a fuck about. Number two, the feedback loop from hell. We give too many fucks about non-important things in general, but even worse, we worry about that we are worrying, which makes us even worry more about the things and worry more, so it's a double cycle. If we would just have more self-awareness, we could stay in a place of a non-judging observant and actually let go of that situation. But too many of us don't do that too often. Number three, values aren't values. Good values are expansive and ones we are in full control of, such as responsibility, integrity, honesty. Bad values are involving other people and those that are socially destructive, such as wanting to be liked by everyone, dominance, and also feeling good, always. Number four, situations aren't necessarily our fault, but our responsibility. I personally like the example with a judge. He's always having a case which he isn't at fault at, but he is the judge, so he has the responsibility to vote in favor of one of two opposing sides. And last but not least, number five, thinking about death actually makes us feel alive. The author gave an example where he just was at a cliff, way too close to the edge, and that was the moment he felt most alive. Being so close to death, just a breeze, just a false step could have just leaped him over the edge. And that's something we have to realize as humans. We are afraid of death, every one of us is, because we don't know what happens afterwards. But thinking about it actually makes us appreciate our life more and actually makes us willing to take more risks because we don't have infinite time here. And personally, I totally love that example. Of course, there are a lot more lessons to learn, but maybe my summary awakened your interest to read the book yourself. Maybe you even disagree with some points just as I do, but as always, just see it as broadening your worldview. Next week, we're going to talk about one of my favorite topics. Oh my god, drum roll, astrology. Anyone who has ever met me in person probably heard me gush every now and then about the zodiacs and the natal charts, and I'm so very excited to talk about it next week with you. So, you know, until then, you always gotta keep creating. Misota Vitsaka. Nirina.